You see, in the New Testament or the Old Testament, you know how they greeted one another? They didn't come up and say, "What's up? How's it going? What's happening?" They walked up and they'd say, "Shalom. Shalom. Shalom." They understood that out of peace comes all of the blessing of God upon a relationship. And so if I'm going to have a relationship, if I'm going to spend the time talking to you, I need to start it out with peace. Peace. I'm not mad at you over anything you've done. I'm not upset with you. I'm not holding any grudges in my heart. Peace. And so they'd walk up and say, "Shalom."
It's a confession, Lord, that we are weak, so very weak, but you are strong.
And in Numbers, the 6th chapter, God spoke to Moses, and he said, "You tell Aaron to bless the people verbally in this way. May the Lord bless you and keep you." He said, "Speak it over. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you." And catch this last line. "May he give you peace." They understood that part of the blessing of God, that's called the blessing, and part of the blessing of God is peace. And being at peace in relationships, being at peace in your marriage, being at peace with your children, your grandchildren, your loved ones, your business situations, being at peace is part of your blessing that God has provided. Isn't that good news?
Let your mercies fall from heaven. Your sweet mercies fall from heaven. The new mercies for today. Shower it down, Lord, as we pray. Let your mercies fall from heaven. Your sweet mercies flow from heaven. The new mercies for today. Shower them down, Lord, as we pray.
It's not normal for you to be in conflict and strife and contention and frustrated, pent up anger, mad at everybody. That's not from the Lord. You have been given the blessing of peace. Be at peace. Be at peace. See, anybody you hate controls you. Anybody you hate, if you see them on one side of the room, you walk on the other side because they control you. You don't decide where you walk. Your blood pressure starts going up. Your heart starts beating. You break out in a sweat. They control you. Catch this now. Peace is the absence of alarm. Peace is the absence of alarm. It means I got trouble, but I'm not alone. I got some enemies, but I'm not alone. I've got some needs, some financial situations, but the conflict isn't on the inside. I've just got a peace that passes all understanding. Got a negative report from the doctor, but I'm not really alarmed. I just know God knows all about it. See, let me tell you something. You don't just go fight somebody because they're trying to pick a fight with you. Do you hear me? You better make sure your battles are dictated by the Lord. Because when Israel was about to go to war, they would inquire of the Lord. You read that over and over. They inquired of the Lord. And sometimes the Lord would say, "Go up and fight and you shall prevail and conquer." And other times God would say, "Don't go. If you do, I'm not with you."
Oh, shower them down, Lord. Oh, shower it down, Lord. How we need you, we need you, we need you. Each and every day, each and every day.
got to learn that not every battle is worth fighting. I've used the analogy of a bulldog can whip a skunk anytime he wants to, but he has to ask himself, is the stink worth the fight? And you know, there's some things, just cause some, you're going to give them a piece of your mind and you're about giving the whole thing away. You've had so many of those occasions. And at some point, you just need to realize it ain't even worth it. Relationships, being at peace in your marriage, being at peace with your children, your grandchildren, your loved ones, your business situations. Being at peace is part of your blessing that God has provided. Isn't that good news?